This is Digital Dave, and we've degenerated to a new low here in the studio.
Yes, we have. Ladies and gentlemen, we might as well do it right now. We're announcing our imminent retirement.
Imminent retirement, yes.
I think it's going to be forced.
On the phone with us, we have Chad Bally, who's been heavily involved in the Bally Bomber Project, which is a scale B-17. Jeez. Anyway, it's a really cool airplane.
It is.
Are you there, Chad?
Good morning, guys. Yes.
How you doing, man? Good to hear from you.
It's good to be back.
Now, I understand you actually have made flight. You've committed to aviation with this.
They have twice. It's been up twice.
Wow, fantastic. Just short hops or a flight around the pattern kind of deal?
The first time was unintentional.
Oops.
Ooh.
Heard that before.
So it went directly from the home strip over to the airport, where it's safe now. And then the second time, somewhat intentional and somewhat unintentional. But it'll be a little bit before she goes back up. They're trying to get the engines to break in. They're not quite getting the horses out of it they need.
Okay.
So they're tweaking and trying to get them set up and trying to get them broken.
Yeah, but this is like seriously the home stretch.
The last 1% probably the longest part.
Yeah, yeah, and you definitely want to take your time because you got a lot at risk here. So I want to just know, when you go into, this is obviously in the future after you get all your time flown off and everything, and you're going into a control airport, how are you going to identify yourself to the traffic controllers? Are you going to call it a Bally Bomber, a B-17, Mini, that's what I want to know, because they're going to see a B-17. They won't realize it's not full-sized right off the bat.
I'd hope a decent controller to recognize full size versus not, but I don't think Jack's quite decided on the call sign or how it's going to be identified.
Okay, that's something to work on in the future.
Yeah, it's another one of the many details that you've got going there.
So we can expect to see this at Oshkosh at some point. I mean, I'm not saying next year, but whenever you're ready.
Well, I think I'll stay with my normal answer that I've given you guys for about the last 4 years, and it is hopefully next year.
Hopefully that works for us. Hopefully next year is a good answer. You got a lot to do. I mean, who did you guys? How'd you pick a first flight pilot? Of course, it was unintentional, so maybe you hadn't thought about it yet.
Jack just went through a bunch of people offering to fly it and their experience and their background as far as multi-engine, maybe airline time, tail dragger, and overall hours and experience.
Now I'm imagining that the wing loading is fairly light, so it flies pretty easy.
It absolutely likes to get in the air.
Oh, that's a good sign, man.
That is good. Did you guys think of contacting EAA or Warbirds of America and trying to find a genuine B-17 pilot?
I don't think Jack's reached out that far. I know he's had a lot of B-17 crew members come through the workshop and just sit and talk to him, but none that have really stepped up and volunteered.
I would think that the B-17 flying experience is almost not applicable. The airplane is so small, so much lighter, and it's a stick or a wheel.
It's traditional. It's exactly how the normal B-17 set up.
Oh wow! So it's a wheel, yeah.
Yep.
Wow, and just a lot smaller.
A lot smaller, yeah.
It's actually identical to the real thing, except for one small variation, and that's if you look at the cockpit windows.
Yeah.
Those didn't quite scale down. If you did those two scale, you'd have about a 2-inch hole to be looking out.
Yeah, that's a problem. I'm glad you didn't scale those down. And, of course, it's only one seat up front, not two.
Correct.
So, well, I can imagine you're just tremendously excited to see the thing in the air, even if it wasn't unintentional. Of course, that was a different kind of excitement at that point.
We do have video on our Facebook and our website that shows a little bit of the first flight. It wasn't captured the greatest, and people like to beat us up about it, but we just had somebody out playing with a camera, and there it went.
Well, right. You weren't, remember, it wasn't supposed to be flying that day.
Exactly.
It was supposed to be, I guess, a fast taxi.
Yep, that's all it was supposed to be.
And so did it lift off at a slower speed than you expected, or was it a wind issue that, or you just got going faster than you thought you would?
The crosswind picked it up.
Oh, okay, at that point, you're committed now.
So yep.
How long did he fly before he sat down again?
Probably about five minutes, 8 minutes. The local airport's just about 3 miles away the crow flies.
Okay, so he actually did a circuit then.
Kinda.
Yeah, abbreviated. So, what is next on your test program? You're saying you're still trying to tweak the engines; they're not quite broken in yet, and I'm sure you've got a list of test flights with tasks you want to accomplish on each one.
Right. As soon as he gets the engines dialed up and they're putting up the RPMs and the horsepower is supposed to be doing, they're going to start flying it, get the hours on it, so they can get it up to Oshkosh hopefully next year. Once everything mechanically and technically is all worked out, then they can start getting the 40 hours on it, so it can leave home base.
Wow.
Are you guys going to put GoPro cameras all over this thing? I'd love to see what's going on in the cockpit.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have all that set up. Like, once all the bugs and everything are worked out.
Yeah, of the airplane. Get the airplane right first, then we'll worry about sticking cameras on it.
Right.
So I don't remember. You have to refresh my memory. I don't exactly remember where you guys live, where the project is.
Dixon, Illinois. It's probably an hour and a half, 2 hours west of Chicago.
Okay. So it's not far at all.
You're local.
We are.
Do you have enough range to make it in one flight, one hop?
We don't know yet.
Yeah. I mean, the projected fuel burn, but that may be totally different from reality.
Yeah. Refresh my memory here, please. What engines do you have on board?
We've got Hurth engines on board.
I'm assuming two-cylinder, two-strokes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Must sound interesting when you've got four of them running.
That sounds good. Like I said, there's a lot of, I wouldn't say a lot, but we have video of it, running, taxiing, startup, shutdown, the basics, and it sounds true to a 17.
Okay. What website? Where can we go? You said Facebook, so do we look up Bally Bomber?
Yep, you can look up Bally Bomber through Facebook, or you can go on to our website, which is theballybomber.com. We have a lot of our publications that we've, that he's been featured in. There's video publications, interviews he's done, the full specs of the airplane, and there's probably close to about 6,000 photos through the entire build time from 97 up until now.
Wow. 10 years. That's actually not bad for something that ambitious. I mean, you have to figure out you have to take the drawing and shrink it and figure out all the dimensions and everything else. So that's quite a task.
Yeah, it's been more like 20 years, and he did a full mock-up, a full foam and wood mock-up before he even started playing with the aluminum.
Wow.
And keep in mind, this is one person that's built this.
Yeah.
This isn't a team or any of that type of thing. It's just been one person.
That's incredible. Now, are you looking forward to flying this thing? Or is that a dumb question?
I'll be looking forward to seeing it fly.
Okay. You have no plans. Are you a pilot? I think you were.
No.
Oh, you need to be, dude. You got the coolest airplane on the airfield.
Yeah, you definitely have a great aircraft here where, you're going to be the center of attention when you get to Oshkosh.
Oh, yeah.
I'm good in my ground support role.
Well, okay. You better have all your answers ready because you are going to be the star when you get here.
Yeah, you're going to be a busy puppy when you show up with this airplane.
Can't wait to see this thing. That'd be wow.
It'd be interesting to put a B-17 out on Boeing Plaza there along with the Bally Bomber to give people an idea of the size difference.
Yep. On another note, I don't think you'll be giving any rides, right?
No, unfortunately, no. It was originally set up for a two-seater tandem, but once the project came together, there's no room.
Yeah, no room. Full of everything else or just too small?
Or a combination of the two.
Yeah, yep.
That's a little bit. If you're pushing 6 foot, it's a tight cockpit.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
Well, I'm 5'10", so even that would be a bit of a tight fit.
Yeah, plus, I don't know how the canopy pops off. I mean, the whole top of the cockpit pops off, and that's how you get in it?
The hinges open.
Okay.
And getting in is the easy part. Out is a completely different story.
Really?
He's actually rigged the seat where you hit a button, and the seat will actually screw up and help you get out.
That's cool. Cool. So you don't get in it, you put it on.
Exactly.
Yeah, like a shoe. Yeah. Interesting.
Well, there's a lot of airplanes that you do that with. The F-86 comes to mind.
Now, that is retract gear, too, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Wow. So let's design a home build, and let's make it as complicated as we can. Man, that's amazing. That's impressive.
Well, your landing gear, is it electric or hydraulic?
Hydraulic. Came off of Cherokee.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
That's easy enough. Saves you the trouble of manufacturing the gear.
Yeah. But you got to make it work. You got to make it look right. Still so many tasks. Wow. Can't wait to see this thing.
It's got it on the right stance. There was, you know, a little modification to get done to the gear.
Right.
And, you know, just a couple angles to adjust and all that, but he's got it sitting exactly like a B-17 does.
Interesting.
That's great.
He must really, really have loved B-17s to even consider doing this.
He's kind of like the whole era of actor there, but honestly, it was out of that whole generation of airplanes, the only ones that was scaled down correctly was the B-17.
Oh, wow. I guess if you scale the other ones down, you just don't have any room for a cockpit at all.
Correct.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. Well, we're looking forward to seeing this thing here at Oshkosh.
Definitely. It's going to be a cool airplane, and you will attract a lot of attention, that's for sure.
Yep.
And maybe they would let you fly it here, too. That would be wonderful as well.
Oh, if it gets here, I'm sure they'll let them fly, because I can't imagine wanting to see that thing fly.
Yeah, definitely.
That is so cool. Well, Chad, I want to thank you for joining us, and hopefully next year you'll bring your amazing airplane with you.
Fingers crossed. Hope to see you guys next year.
Yes, sir. Thanks a lot. That
Good
was
luck.
Chad Bally with the Bally Bomber Project, which is a scale B-17. I'm not sure the exact scale.
I thought I heard him say quarter scale.
Okay.
Even that's good sized.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I think it's got a wingspan similar. Whoops. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And still not hitting the brakes on EAA radio.